so easily beset us, and let us run with patience or endurance the race that is set before us. That's a challenge itself. But a question I have for you. How many of you have a weight problem? Well, nobody admits it. I'm not talking about if you're pregnant. I'm just talking about you got a weight problem. All right, what I want to talk about is the weight problem. But I'm not talking about physical weight. I'm talking about what Hebrews chapter 12 is saying. Weight. We all know what a weight is. Sometimes I'm sure women that are pregnant or 8 or 9 months pregnant can't wait to have the baby because they want to get rid of that weight. And sometimes maybe we're carrying things on our life, or, you know, I've been backpacking, I've been hunting. And sometimes you carry a lot of things that are weighing you down and keeping you from being able to walk the course that you're on, the pathway. I remember one time we went hunting in Colorado. We had a guy that was with us. He was loaded down, but he was a smoker. And then we hadn't even got up the first little tiny hill, and he was taking stuff off and hanging it on a tree. And before you know it, we got all the way to where we were going, which was several miles back into the wilderness. A couple guys had to go back and get his stuff. Because he left his gun, backpack, and all of his stuff. I mean, you can't do that. See, the problem is we get things into our life like that sometimes where it begins to be a problem in our life. It's not that we're any more smokers. I mean, I don't smoke anymore. I quit that when I got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. But that will slow you down. There's no doubt about it. But when you read here, he says there's a race that we have to run, and there's a race we have to run with endurance. It means it's something that you have to bear up under courageously to be able to make it. So every one of us here are in this very race he's talking about. If we're all Christians, we want to make it to the end of the line. We want to receive the prize, the crown of life, don't we? Yes. Well, that's the goal we want. But he says, in order to do that, let us lay aside every weight. Now, we think about that weight. What is a weight? It's not a little fishing weight. It's not one of those little 5-pound. I got a couple 5-pound weights that I use to do curls with my hands and arms every night. It's not that. But if you took those and started walking with those after a while, and you got to the place that I'm tired of this, you just drop them, and all of a sudden you become 10 pounds lighter. That would make a difference. And a lot of times people who run would sometimes use weights while they were practicing their runs, but then when they took off the weights, they would be lighter. And that's important to them. But this weight here is really called a burden. It could be something that's a mass tumor. And if somebody has that kind of thing, it's something that's what you would call impediment. It weighs them down. So it's something that hinders in a sense that it weighs you down. It keeps you from being effective. So what is keeping you out there this morning from being an effective Christian? Is there something in your life that's called the weight? Now what we have here is a picture of a runner who's being hindered because of excess weight. You don't see runners, and when they get on the, you know, I used to run in high school and do the 100-yard dash, 50-yard dash, 224, 40, and all that stuff. You don't see them. You know, we got to have on tennis shoes and shorts and just a little T-shirt. You don't see anybody out there with combat boots on. You don't see them out there with heavy clothing on. They're light. They don't want anything excess on their life because they know that would hinder their ability to excel in that race that they're in. And so it's really a picture of two men competing in a race. One has on his necessary clothing to run that race. It's proper. The others fully clothed in all of this heavy stuff, carrying everything with him. He's got a satchel and a backpack on him. He's weighed down. Now, how is that person going to outrun the other guy? He's not going to do it. He's going to be weighed down. And so sometimes, as I said, athletes train with these weights on purposely because it makes them have a sense of lightness when they get into the real arena of race. I mean, the day of the real game, the contest. And so they do that for that reason, you know, and they want to be able to run effectively. And so whatever it is that's weighing you down, it's got to be something. I'm not just talking about physical weight. It could be physical weight too. You're not as effective or as productive as you used to be because you've got too much weight on your life, whether it's physically or whether it's just something we're talking about metaphorically. But there are things that weigh us down. And so we want to be able to run without any encumbrance, anything that seems to be holding us down, that's keeping us from being able to be aggressive and be able to win the race that's before us. Because that race is out there, it's before us. He says, let us run the race. That word run is the word treko, which means it applies to Christians expressing strenuous an effect on the Christian life. So if you've ever run in anything like this or competed in anything like this, as I did in high school, and that would be a long time ago, it's a very strenuous effort. It's not something that's easy. It looks easy. You can sit back and look in the stadium and say, boy, that looks easy. Get out there and do it then. See how easy it really is. It's a different ball game when you get out there and you start trying to be able to do that. When you try to run the hurdles or whatever it is, the 50, the 100, the 440, the 880. I mean, it's a little more difficult than you saw it. And Paul mentions in Galatians about maybe he said, let us out run in vain. So some people do kind of run, but it's vain. It's useless. Because they're so weighed down. There's so many things in their life that's keeping them, that's encumbering them. It seems to be an obstacle in their way. It's keeping them from being the effective Christian that God has designed that they be. And whatever that is, I think we would all want to know it. Don't you? You know, in Acts chapter 27 and verse 38, in the whole context when Paul was on that ship being carried to Caesar, you know, they had that hurricane come on its way and it began to drive the ship. And Paul prayed and told them, he says, God, you ought to listen to me because God, the angel of the Lord, stood before me and said, everyone on this ship will survive. Be of good cheer. And then later on, they ate a little something, and then they lightened the ship. They threw a lot of stuff. He even says they threw the wheat off. Now, that's survival. That's sustenance to be able to feed you. And they threw the wheat off. And finally, they found a little passageway between two seas, and then they shipwrecked. Tore the ship apart. They were getting ready to kill the prisoners, but then they said, no, no. Swim to shore. So you read the last couple of verses in Acts 27, and it says they got to shore, but some of them, by just grabbing hold of the boards or whatever they could get a hold of, they made it to shore. But the thing is, they made it, even in that shipwreck. And I would think that that's the way we want to do at the end of this whole race, is make it. I don't care if I fall across the line, as long as I get across the line. Amen. Get through. See, he's not asking us to be first. He's asking us just to make it to the end. Because we're all in the race. Some of us might be better or faster than others, but that doesn't make any difference because when we ran back in high school, a lot of times there were people always, you know, way behind, they'd come in last, but they always came in. But the thing of it is, that was the important thing, that at least they were able to make it to the end. And sometimes people would just, you pass people, they were laying on the side. They had kind of just given in. They gave it all they got, and they just ran out of gas, spiritually speaking. They had no more. You see them just sitting over on the side, huffing and puffing. And I think that's the way it's going to be for some Christians if they're not very careful and they don't watch out. So what weights are you carrying? Do you have any idea what it is that might be in your life? Because this is something that's very important. He doesn't use the word plural weights, but he says every weight, which is implying there's more than just one or two. Many kinds of weights. Every weight. You know, sometimes when you go, I've been to the doctor's office, and you go in there, they want you to get on a scale. You know what I do? I take my cell phone off, I take my wallet out, I take my knife out, and I set it down. Because that adds weight. It's going to knock it up a pound or two. And my wife is going to look at me like that. But I want that excess weight out of there. I want to see the true figure. I can't take my clothes off, but you'd like to take your shoes off because they weigh probably a pound or two themselves. But you see, that's the whole point, is to lighten the load. Look at your life and ask yourself, what is it that you're carrying that keeps you from endurance, that weighs you down? Do you have any idea? Have you ever thought about it? Ever considered it? Ever considered it? Just consider it. See, the problem here is it's not something that's necessarily sinful. Weights aren't something that's necessarily sinful. They can be very legitimate things. But the problem is they become a problem to you personally. What might be a problem to you is not to another person. But it's a problem to you. So you have to consider it in that way. That's all it's at. It's a principle. It's not a law. He's asking us to look at that. So he's saying, let us lay aside. Lay aside means to cast it off or thrust it away. That's a pretty severe language. Just thrust it off. You know, when you get hot, you walk in the house, and you got a big overcoat on, what do? You take it off and you throw it over. Hopefully you throw it in the right place, but you put it on a hanger. Kids come in and take a coat off and throw it on the floor. I had one do that the other day. I said, pick that coat back up and come over here and put it where it's supposed to be. They look at you real strange. You go pick the coat up and kind of put it right over there in that corner where it belongs. That's the way kids do things. We have to train them. So this can be something that's a legitimate thing in our life, but it becomes a problem. It becomes a hindrance. And that's what you are responsible to look at for your own self. Only you can do that. Your husband can't do it. They'd like to do it. Your wife would like to look and say, you know, this is a problem. You need to deal with it. Your husband would like to see the same thing. But that doesn't do any good. Because if the person doesn't see it for themselves, are they going to be convinced that it's real? That it's true? They don't need somebody standing over them telling them to do this or do that. But it's keeping you from enduring and making it to the end of this race that God has set before us. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's turn there because we get a little clearer picture. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.